Hey, welcome to the Health of the Hashimoto's podcast. Today's episode is about the five types of stress. We are surrounded by stress. There's always stress. In fact, as I was preparing to record this, I hit record and GarageBand looked so funny on my Mac. It's still funny. I hope it sounds okay. I have spent several hours trying to troubleshoot and I cannot figure out what went different. I know that it did this once before and it magically fixed itself. Like the next day, I don't know, I've turned off my computer, I've turned it back on, I've restarted everything, I've done so many things. So it's a little ironic that today's topic is stress. Before we talk about stress, I want to invite you into the app. It is available for you and I am so excited to watch people come into the app, start conversations, and go through the free mini course that you will find in there. So in the app, you're going to find a supportive community. Obviously, I'm just, you know, starting the app. So the community is tiny right now, but we are supportive. There's a supportive community. We're going to be there for you every step of the way. And also, you can binge the free mini course. It is called Hashimoto's Decoded, and you're going to learn, you know, what causes Hashimoto's and why you might have Hashimoto's. You're going to finish that mini course with clear steps to regain control of your health. And there's also my full course, which is the Holistic Hashimoto's course. That is also within the app. And that's going to help you as you grapple with, you know, fatigue, brain fog, weight struggles, all the different things of Hashimoto's. I'm going to give you a solution so that you can take steps to get back to who you used to be. I hear that all the time. I don't recognize who I am, or I just want to be like me again, or I'm not showing up like me. We all know who we used to be and who we are inside, and we want to reflect that with our actions and what we look like too. So the Holistic Hashimoto's course is going to help you uncover your autoimmune root causes, and you will take clear, simple, and sustainable steps so that you can regain your energy and you can feel like yourself again. That's what we want. I got a message today from somebody, and she was citing different, you know, experts in the Hashimoto's world online and saying that everybody has a course and everybody seems to have different recommendations and they contradict each other and they're overwhelming. And I absolutely understand. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I struggled in the beginning, or even before I got thyroid problems, because everything was so confusing, even just thyroid related. And then you get into Hashimoto's and what to do about it. And there's all these different, you know, experts who are giving you absolutely contradictory advice. And I was so confused and I was so overwhelmed. And actually, that's why I made this course, the Holistic Hashimoto's course, because of all of that. Now, in my 17 years in the emergency department, I have worked with probably hundreds of doctors. I could count them, but I'm not going to, because I worked in, I don't know, like four or five different states and a whole bunch of different ERs. I worked with a whole lot of doctors. Nurses are patient educators. The doctor is there to diagnose. And yes, the doctor is going to give you some advice on what to do. But nurses are really there to help you put things into practice, to figure out how this is going to work in real life. We are here to educate you about your disease, about the treatment plan, about lifestyle things that you can do. Nurses are educators. We are also patient advocates. We really want our patients to be able to do what's best for them. And in 17 years of ER experience, you know, I worked with some doctors. Some doctors, well, they're human. So you have some really good ones and you have some really bad ones. And some doctors would give really horrible advice. I worked with one doctor and I would not trust her with anybody. Like, she was really bad. And so you had to be really careful to make sure that what she was saying was not going to harm the patient, and then make sure that the nurses did a lot of education so that the patients knew exactly what to do and find healing and hope and lifestyle change and do the right things. I also want to say I worked with a ton of fantastic doctors, doctors that I still will talk to and ask things, and a lot of doctors that I consider my friends. You make some good relationships. But, you know, not everybody thinks the same way. And so it is our job as patients, as Hashimoto's patients, to look at the data and to figure out what works for us, because every single person is unique. You are a bio individual. Your path to where you got where you are now and to where you're going forward, it's not the same as anybody else. You are unique. And so your path, what you choose to do, is going to differ from somebody. And so that's why when I look at all the experts online, I evaluated them. I did not go through any programs because just by looking at the advice, I knew that I was going to start this podcast, and I didn't want to like accidentally give you somebody else's program because I had been there. I read a ton of books. I read a ton of literature and research. I have listened to a lot of interviews and documentaries. I have done so much research into thyroid stuff, into Hashimoto's, into autoimmune. And I can tell you that a lot of the top experts have really good advice. And a lot of the top experts really do contradict each other. And so that is why I created the Holistic Hashimoto's course, so that you can figure out what you need to do. It's not following somebody else's protocol. It's looking at, okay, here's what's going on, and here are some things that can address that exact issue. What is going to work for you? That's what I do as a nurse. I empower you to make the best decision for you. So yes, in the Holistic Hashimoto's course, I'm going to lead you by the hand so that you can take the right steps. I'm going to give you the right steps, but you get to decide what exactly fits. So that Holistic Hashimoto's course is in the app. You're going to be able to find the app on the Apple App Store. It is called Health with Hashimoto's. It has the logo of the flower with the five different colored petals and the purple butterfly in the middle. On an Android device, I'm sorry, that one is not available as the standalone app yet. So head down to the show notes and there's a get the app link, and I will take you through the backdoor routes to get the app on an Android device. I'm so excited to welcome you to the app. All right, so the five-petaled flower, that is my logo for a reason, and it pertains to stress because those five petals stand for the five different areas of the whole you. You are a whole person, body, mind, spirit. Those are three of the petals. The other two petals are diet and environment. They all come together to make up the whole. When you look at a flower and one of the petals is torn or weak or withered, it affects the whole flower, right? You look at that flower and you're like, whoa, that's, something's wrong. Well, it's the same thing with you. You are a whole person, and all five areas need to be considered. And so when we talk about stress, we're going to talk about the five areas of stress and what you can do. But number one, I want you to know, don't let stress stress you out. We're going to talk about stress. I'm going to bring up a lot of things, a lot of different stressors. Don't let stress stress you out. I do not want this episode to increase your stress. I want this episode and every episode that I give you to empower you to make small changes. And yes, small changes. So number two, pick one thing to do. Number one, don't stress out about your stress. Number two, pick one thing to do. When you make changes that are simple, then you're going to be able to implement them. If they're too complex, then you know they're too hard. The roadblocks come up. And you want to make changes that are sustainable. Because if you start a change and then you just can't sustain it, then sometimes it's almost just a waste of your time, right? All right, so as we go forward, remember those two things. Number one, don't let stress stress you out. And number two, pick one thing to do. Not, you know, I'm going to give you more than five because we're going to go through five different areas. So don't pick all five, just pick one thing. Let's talk about stressors in your physical body first, because it's easy, right? Now, trauma. Physical trauma, that's a stressor. That is stress. It is stress how you respond to it. And so that's kind of an emotional piece. But just think, you know, you get into a car accident or you fall on your bike. That's a physical stressor. And there's other kinds of stressors too that are physical. How about, you know, how much sleep do you get? Are you chronically short on sleep? That is a physical stressor and it can lead to a lot of problems. Or how about exercise? Do you go on a gentle walk every day? That is not really a stressor for your body. If you do a HIIT workout where it's high intensity interval training, that's HIIT, that high intensity is a stressor. And for some people, that stressor can be too much. It can be too intense and it can send you into a Hashimoto's flare. For other people, it is a short enough in duration, you know, that interval part, that their body needs or loves that stressor, and it actually helps them be healthier. You have to know what works for you. For a lot of people who do not have Hashimoto's or autoimmune problems, HIIT workouts are awesome. Get your heart rate up, build the stress, and your body can respond to it. For people who have an autoimmune problem, sometimes that kind of stress is too much. And your body is like, whoa, didn't like that. I'm going to have a little flare right now. So sorry. Or does your body say sorry? I don't know. Mine, I feel like it doesn't when I have a flare. So there are different kinds of physical stressors. Now, a lot of those same physical stressors bleed over into the mental or the emotional component of the whole you. Think of, you know, that car accident. That is stressful emotionally. Now, every time you go near that spot or into that scenario, then you're going to, like, you know, tense up, a little PTSD. That is an emotional trauma. Trauma is a trigger for autoimmune problems. I don't know if you have seen the book. It's fairly new. It's called The Autoimmune Cure, and it is all about trauma. One of the statistics she says in the book is that 80% of patients with autoimmune disease have experienced a significant emotional stress before the disease onset. Sometimes it is right before the disease onset. It is the exact trigger. And sometimes it's an earlier cause. So there is definitely a link, and she goes through it in this book. I don't completely recommend this book. It goes through a lot of things that I'm not comfortable recommending, like psychedelics and reliving that trauma. Obviously, if you're going to do that, you're going to want to work with something very, very, very experienced. Do not do that on your own. But one interesting thing I found in this book, she talks about the PINE system, P-I-N-E, which stands for Psycho Immune Neuro Endocrine System. And she links those. She said there is a link between them. So psycho, your brain or your emotions, immune, obviously you know what your immune system is, your neuro, that is your physical nerves, and then your endocrine, all of your chemical signals. And thyroid stuff and Hashimoto's is directly, like, all of those things. It is very much related to that PINE system. She says, the PINE system illustrates the way you respond to your environment. It's the scientific area of study that investigates the bidirectional communication between the mind and its functions, the immune system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, and how they all connect to physical, mental, and spiritual health. You can consider the PINE to be your stress response system. Some of us have a very sensitive PINE system, others less so. And so sometimes when you have that physical trauma response or a physical traumatic event, you have a lot of emotional trauma and sometimes not as much. And there's a lot of different factors that go into that. But know that you are connected. You cannot take something and just say it was just physical or it was just emotional. Everything is connected. And then also there's spiritual stress. I did an entire episode about spiritual stress. That is episode 40. When you're looking at spiritual stress, things like shame, things like guilt, even loneliness, those are spiritual stressors. They fall into that realm. And again, some of them are going to go into the emotional, and some of them might even go into the physical. And then all of those different things, they impact how you eat. So then you have dietary stress as well. Your stress in the diet area is, number one, how, like, as a response to what's going on in the other areas. Of course, you know, we all know stress eating. And then there's also the stressors of how you eat. So are you eating a lot of processed foods? That's a stressor on your body. Or are you eating a lot of veggies? Veggies help your body to detox. They help you with that stress response. So they are helping instead of hurting, while processed foods are going to do more stress to you. And then, of course, there's the stress of, what do I eat? What do I feed my family? And that, you know, it comes up every single day. So if you're going to want to decrease that, have you tried a meal plan? Yes, Esther, I have tried a meal plan. Talking to myself. When I have a meal plan, things go a lot easier. I just don't usually make them. And then every day, like at supper time, I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to make for supper? I should have started 2 hours ago. It's a thing. Is it a thing for you too? It's a stressor. There are stressors all around us. And then that brings me to the fifth part of the whole you, which is the environment. There are different parts of the environment that are stressful. You can think of indoors, in your house, the air quality. We have a lot more pollutants in our indoors than outdoors, if you look at the statistics. And then you look at the clutter. I have an episode about clutter and how that is a stressor. That's episode 33 with Emily McDermott. She has a podcast and she was so helpful on this podcast as she helped us figure out, you know, how clutter can be a stressor. And of course, stressors are triggers for Hashimoto's. So inside your home environment, you know, there's clutter, there's the air quality, there's chemicals also outside. Then you get some chemicals outside. There's a lot of stressors in the environment outside. And nature is a de-stressor. It's like the anti-stress. If you want to be healthier, get out in nature. In fact, going out in nature, preferably nature, but outside in general, or if like bare minimum, go for a walk for 20 minutes, even on a treadmill. But the more green you get in nature, like trees and stuff, they put off chemicals and you're going to have huge benefits. If you go out in nature and walk, but a 20-minute walk is more effective for a lot of mental health stuff than the drugs that they give you. And you can look that one up on Google, scholar.google.com. I think that's Scholar Google. There's so much interesting information about how physical exercise can be better for you than medications. And I'm not telling you to stop your medications, but I am telling you, be empowered to know the different things that are going to help you in your health journey. And taking a walk every day is super powerful. But then back to environment, then think about the people you're around or think about your work environment. There's so many different aspects we can think about for environment and different aspects of stress. So I've covered a lot of different stressors, a lot of different areas. We talked about body, mind, spirit, diet, environment. And each one of those, there are stressors. Some of them I helped you identify, some of them that you probably can think of that I didn't mention. But for each one of those, let's think of how can I lower that or how can I move through it? Sometimes it's taking a deep breath with your belly instead of your shoulders, and that's going to help you to lower your stress. Sometimes it's making a change. Like I said, meals, you know, that stresses me out every evening because I'm like, oh shoot, I should have done that. Well, what if I took 10, 15, 20 minutes on a weekend and planned my meals for the week? I can still have the flexibility to change them, but at least I'm not starting from scratch. So that would be something that I can do to lower that stressor. What is something simple that you can do to lower the stress? Again, going back to what I said at the beginning, number one, don't let stress stress you out. And number two, pick just one thing to do, just one, and implement it. And after you get that under your belt and is like going smoothly, then add another thing to do. Because we don't want to get more stressed in trying to lower our stress. That would be counterproductive. So what can you do today to lower your stress? In the last episode, if you haven't listened to it, go take a listen and implement that one routine because it lowers your stress. It lowers your cortisol as your stress hormone. It increases your dopamine, which is like your happiness hormone. If you want to do just one thing, head back to that episode and listen to it. One thing I mentioned in that episode is turning off your phone. But if you want to lower stress overall, let's unplug from social media and from the news for a while. I do not know what this next however many months is going to entail between now and the election and then the inauguration. It's already so divisive on both sides. Everybody seems upset. So I feel like the closer and closer we get to the election, the more and more stress there's going to be in the news and on social media. So if you want to unplug from stress, unplug from social media and the news. You knowing about it is not going to change what happens. Now, do I want you to be able to make an informed decision about politics? Absolutely. Get some information, figure out what is important to you, and then vote on those issues. But you don't have to be immersed in the stress of hearing the news all the time. whether it's on social media or whether it's via some other news source. But whatever it is for you, figure out one thing that you can do today to lower your stress. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Please discuss any concerns and plans with your trusted healthcare professional. If you found this episode helpful, would you please share it with a friend? I will see you next week on the Health with Hashimoto's podcast.